Tom Mayhew has brought working-class grit to the stages of the Edinburgh Fringe for a decade.
This Fringe was the hardest for me to afford ever. I've been coming up to the Fringe since 2012.
We're living in this thing called the cost of living crisis, and if you don't know what the cost of living crisis is, it's kind of like a long-awaited sequel to the recession. It's kind of like a spin-off to the credit crunch.
The rising cost of everything from performance space to accommodation means his days here may be numbered.
So you do feel like, is this a place for us? Should we be here? Do you want us here? Are you going to help us get here? And when you ask yourself that question, you do think, am I going to be here next year?
For artists like Tom, who pay their way and often lose money in the process, the promise of being discovered at one of the world's best-known arts festivals is fading with the times.
With half my life in immigrant exile spent.
In Home Is Not the Place, one of two shows by Carolyn-born Scottish artist Annie George this year, she explores her creative roots. A 30-year veteran of the fringe, she says minority voices are also being squeezed out.
What seems to have happened is that there's a narrowing of the types of stories that we hear in theatre because of the type of people who are doing it, the lack of diversity amongst the people who are being centred. And so theatre is going to become irrelevant to those audiences that come from those communities.
The survival of the Edinburgh Festival and the Fringe in particular after a near-death experience over the last couple of years demonstrates that come rain or shine or pandemic, the show must go on. But the wider cost of living crisis is feeding into a cost of performing crisis, with the art scene at risk of being diminished forever. The life of a fringe unknown can be a hand-to-mouth experience. Audiences are increasingly drawn to big-name productions, while the vital voices of diversity are drowned out. The fringe, as it was, some say, is no longer. About Money looks at the hopelessness of young lives earning poverty wages.
An increase to £9 an hour, which may not seem like much, but it's not all about money, Sean.
What else is it about?
Turns out it is mostly about the money. Jonah Hull, Al Jazeera, Edinburgh.